Please welcome back to the stage this year's runner-up, Amy Whitehead. PhD student at the University of Canterbury, she grew up on the edge of Fiordland National Park. And she became concerned about the decline of native species, especially the field, our native blue duck, which is an iconic species of New Zealand mountain rivers. To carry out her research, Amy drove 14,000 kilometres and walked more than 1,000 kilometres along riverbeds from Fiordland to the Bay of Plenty to find field populations and record data on them. We're delighted to be able to recognise her commitment to one of New Zealand's most endangered species of wildlife. Just before we hear again from Amy, let's see a clip about her work.
My research has concentrated on improving the conservation effectiveness for conserving blue ducks or phyla. They're an endemic species to New Zealand and are endangered. And I wanted to look at how we can improve their conservation efforts. To do this, I looked at three different things. One, I identified the threats to populations of phyla. I looked at ways we could manage them. And I looked at the types of habitat in which we should do management. Now, it turns out that stoats are nasty little beasties, and they are the main reasons for declines of phyla in New Zealand. But by controlling stoats through predator control, we can improve the numbers of phyla that survive, and while this is really encouraging, it looks like at the moment, current efforts of management aren't enough to ensure their long-term survival. So we need to be really careful about the types of habitats in which we do management. If we do this, we should do enough to make sure that these iconic birds survive into the long term.
Well, thank you very much for this award. It's a great honour to receive this, and particularly amongst the fantastic finalists we've had tonight. Now, I'm going to ramble on for a little bit, so hopefully not too long, but like Alan McDiarmid, I was a child that constantly asked questions. Where do flies go in winter? Why are frogs attracted to the lawnmower? And the McDiarmid Awards really are about science communication, and I think my first experience in this area was when I became a science reporter for our primary school news show. And each week I would enthusiastically inform my 10-year-old classmates about the wonders of chemo-autotrophic bacteria or some other exciting topic extracted from the latest New Scientist magazine. My interest in the natural world was fostered by my parents, who quite happily let me dissect 596 fish in our kitchen for a high school science fair project. Thanks, Dad, for letting me fill the house with the smell of these fish and for putting up with jars of stomach contents on the bench. As Kiwis, our national identity is really strongly associated with the natural environment and the iconic species that make up the New Zealand flora and fauna. However, many of these species, including our namesake, the Kiwi, are threatened and continue to decline despite conservation efforts. I have a strong passion for conservation, and having witnessed the rapid decline of Theo and Fiordland, I wanted to find out more about the threats that Theo face and ways that we can improve their chances of surviving. New Zealand is well known as a world leader in conservation, but given limited conservation funding spread over many threatened species, we need to carefully target management to ensure that these species remain for future generations. Throughout this research, I've worked very closely with many people from the Department of Conservation. They were a fantastic team to work with, and I really appreciate their enthusiasm and dedication to the cause. I'm confident that the future of Theo is in good hands. May your rivers always be full of fluffy ducklings. As I mentioned before, my supervisor, Angus McIntosh, has been a fantastic mentor, both academically and personally. Thanks, Angus, for giving me the freedom to stretch my scientific wings. Thanks also to John Leithwick from NIWA and Graham Elliott from DOC, both of whom have made significant contributions to my work. This type of research certainly doesn't come cheaply, and I'm grateful to a number of funding agencies that have supported my work. The University of Canterbury, Transpower, the New Zealand National Parks Conservation Foundation, the New Zealand Ecological Society, the New Zealand Freshwater Science Society, and the Canterbury branches of the Royal Society of New Zealand and the New Zealand Federation of Graduate Women. Finally, I'd like to thank the Foundation again for supporting these awards. They are a fantastic opportunity to highlight and celebrate the innovative science being undertaken by the next generation of scientists. And we've certainly seen some amazing examples of this tonight. Thank you very much.